Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Israel's military is investigating whether Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in a military operation in Gaza this morning. ABC foreign correspondent Tom Sufi Burridge reports from Tel Aviv.
We know from Israeli officials that they have a body, someone who appears to be Yahya Sinwar. They have not conducted a DNA test on that body. And before they do, we haven't had, you know, bona fide 100% confirmation that he's been killed.
Sinwar is considered the mastermind of last year's October 7th attacks. Just 19 days until Election Day, and ABC's Rachel Scott says voters are already headed to the polls.
Today, in the critical battleground of North Carolina, early voting begins here today as well. Less than a point separating these two candidates.
47 states now allow for early voting. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs say they're going to file a new motion to release him, saying new information has come to light. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing the USDA to assist Western Wisconsin farmers affected by the sudden closure of a Minnesota-based poultry producer, leaving farmers on the hook for feed for tens of thousands of chickens. Baldwin said in her letter that the USDA should provide financial assistance to affected farmers and promote legislation to avoid this situation in the future. Minnesota and Iowa state governments were able to help farmers, but no such law existed for this situation in Wisconsin. Fire danger is high across western Wisconsin today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas due to dry conditions caused by a lack of precipitation the past month and the drying of vegetation this fall. Most of Wisconsin is experiencing drought or abnormally dry conditions. Today, it will be windy and warm across the state, creating ideal conditions for wildfires. There have already been 8 wildfires this week across the state. You can visit the DNR's website to see the most recent dashboard. For Civic Media News in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the upper 60s today and the low 70s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 a.m. WLAK.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting on the next Dom Salvia show, and I'm going to be joined by Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Please tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Albaugh here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a beautiful day in Southwest Wisconsin. Lots to get to today. Let's get right into it. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Here's what we're covering today. Derek Van Orten, Rebecca Cook, and the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin are tied. Also, election deniers serving as Trump electors still happening in 2024. We'll get into that as well. But let's get right into it. First of all, last night on Fox News, Vice President Harris went into the lion's den and sat down for an interview with Fox's Bret Baier. Here is how CNN's Brian Stetler afterwards summed it up.
Did she crush it? Did she blow it? What was the outcome of the interview?
I think Trump refused to debate Kamala Harris again, so Harris did the next best thing. She booked a debate on Fox News. And that's what this was tonight. She essentially walked into a Trump campaign field office because anchor Bret Baier, who is a solid journalist, he is also incredibly sympathetic to Trump because that's what his fans want. That's what his viewers want. His viewers want him to represent the Trump point of view. So it was almost as if you had a Trump surrogate interviewing Kamala Harris.
Walked in and said, here, I'm here. What do you want to know? I think that's a great analogy. Walked into basically a Trump headquarters, a Trump field office. Opinion, I thought she did great. What say you? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. From Raw Story, Kamala Harris pushed back last evening during a Fox News interview on which the network's chief political anchor played a clip of Donald Trump that was set up after the vice president spoke about the dangers of Trump's enemy of the people rhetoric. We have the clip, going to play it for you in its entirety. Might stop it along the way. Mr. Zomer's on the board as per usual. Here we go. Here is the Vice President Kamala Harris with Bret Baier last night on Fox.
If he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States, why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk
for anyone. So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid? What is it?
Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within, talking about the American people. suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was, like, threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster. No, it's true.
We've
no, but think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry. And
all right, so stop right there, Mrs. Amherst, for a second. So I want to explain what happened. So she referred what Trump's been doing on the campaign stump. Fox had something else entirely queued up. And rather than, like a lot of candidates, kind of just go with the flow, she was not having any of it. This is how you set the record straight with any media. I don't care whether it's mainstream, legacy, or alternative. Back it up a little bit, please. And here we go. So Trump's finishing up on this clip, not the clip which Harris was actually referring to. And Harris is not going to let it go.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated when he's speaking about the American people. That's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked about that specific...
No, that's not what you just showed, in all fairness and respect to you.
I'm telling you, that was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying what Mark Milley has said about Donald Trump being a threat to the United States of America.
He's quoted in the Bob Woodward book that way, yes.
He's quoted in the Bob Woodward book that way, yes, says Brett Beer. Now, that's the way you do it. Vice President Harris went in there. She was prepared. I mean, how you could watch that interview and not come away thinking, this person has her stuff together. This is a person who I want to be sitting in the Oval Office. This is the person I trust with the nuclear codes. This is the person I hope my daughter or son could grow up to be like. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark from Perdisac. Mark, what say you?
Well, she pants the little Brett Bear and showed that he would make the average sheriff look like John Holmes. I mean, she showed what a tiny little man that he is, and with the ideology that he represents, because she just cleaned his clock. And that for all the defense, for all the defense of Donald Trump, if you cannot condemn the election denial or the fake electors or the insurrection of January 6th, you got no business running for office. And for Brett Baer, a man who tried to get Fox to withdraw their admission that Joe Biden won the election in 2020, is you got to call the man out for that. He is not an honest broker, pure and simple. He is, he may fake being a supposedly good journalist, but he is not. When you pull that kind of crap, you are not. And I'd say that to his face.
But isn't it refreshing to have a candidate like Harris who calls him on it and doesn't do it in a jerk type of way? Is just straightforward about it.
Yes, it certainly is, because the man is, assuming something here, but for the average listener of civic media, they could probably challenge Brett Baer on most of the nonsense lies he was saying, because I think we are probably a lot better informed than the people that watch Brett Baer on a regular basis. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. What do you think about this interview last night on Fox with Brett Baer? We have more clips we're going to play throughout the show for you. Vice President Harris taking it right to him. 855-752-4842. Dick on WMDX in Madison. Dick, what say you?
Well, could it just be this, though? I'm going to give her an A-, and I'll tell you why.
there was a hanging curveball when he asked the question of her, well, how do you think it is that 48% of those people still likes this man? You know what I would have shot back with, and I wish he would have? Excuse me, maybe the media and people like yourself that coddle a guy who's a convicted felon, been held liable for sexual abuse, incited a mob, an insurrection. Maybe it's you. Look right in the mirror, mister.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But people like us who listen to this stuff all the time, I get it. But I think overall, I mean, that point aside, I thought it was great.
I did too, but I guess the reason she didn't do it, and you and I both know, coming from a woman, she would have got, you know where I'm going.
Well, perhaps. But I think I think that she kept it straightforward and tough,
yes,
but not unclassy or not in the gutter. I think that anybody who watched that could say, I might disagree with her, but boy, she's tough and she's fair and she's professional.
Yeah. And by the way, can you continually talk over me any
right
more than he did?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot, Dick. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Steve, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, says, I was thinking the same thing as Dick. There you go. Also, Steve says, what she said about the issues that are essentially remote and got on him about more important issues to American voters was awesome. Here's one on the economy. We have it queued up. Zomers has it all, as always. Here's Brett Baer and the vice president on the economy.
My plans for the economy will strengthen the economy, as have been reviewed by 16 Nobel laureates, Goldman Sachs, Moody's, and recently the Wall Street Journal, which have all studied our plans and have indicated my plans for our economy would strengthen our economy, his would make them weaker, would ignite inflation, and invite a recession by the middle of next year. Those are the facts.
Why do you think more people say they trust him on the economy than they trust you?
I think that when you look at an analysis of our plans for what we would do as President of the United States, it has been clear to those who study and understand how economic policy works that moving forward, because I do believe the American people are ready to turn the page on the divisiveness and the type of rhetoric that has come out of Donald Trump. People are ready to chart a new way forward, and they want a president who has a plan for the future and a plan that is sound and will strengthen our country. My plan for the economy does exactly that. His plan would be, again, to give tax cuts to billionaires and the biggest corporations in our country and blow up our deficit.
Vice President Harris last night on Fox. Again, tried to throw her off with some statistic. Who knows where they got it from or just made it up. Remember that Fox, under oath, in depositions, during the Dominion voting trial, in which Fox had to pay out almost $1 billion, $725 million plus, because they lied and perpetuated a lie about the 2020 election. So you can't trust these guys on their quote-unquote facts. But regardless, rather than taking the bait there, the vice president wasn't having anything of it. Laid out where the economy is at. By the way, stock markets again remain record high. I get it. It's not changing the price of eggs. But a lot of people, particularly those in retirement or on the verge of retirement that have retirement funds, 401ks, that type of thing, that matters to them. Gas prices, what do you pay, Zomers, lately? I paid, I think, $2.87 this week for gas.
I think last time I filled up, it was $2.89.
There you go. What is Kamala Harris saying on immigration? That's the hot topic. It's on every channel, every radio you hear, you listen to. Isn't it time we heard what the vice president thinks about immigration? You're not going to want to miss it. We've got the cut right here on the show. After this, don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. and she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it occasionally on the Todd Allball Show. Welcome back. Glad to have you along. Zomer's on the board taking your phone calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Immigration. You hear about it everywhere. Turn on the TV, it's there. Radio, there. Digital ads, there. You would think that every city, municipality, village, town hall is being overrun with undocumented people wreaking havoc and murder. I've said it before on this program, I'll say it again. Check your local newspaper. If you have one, sadly, many are in decline or have gone. But if you still have, there are a lot of them left in Wisconsin. If you have a local newspaper, check it out. How many of the local crimes in the police blotter are people you've known in your community all your life, and how many have a name that could, keyword could, be an undocumented person? And here's the thing about names. They don't have a star asterisk after them that say documented or undocumented. Funny how that works. But again, Fox News last night, Brett Baer trying to put Kamala Harris in a corner, brought immigration up. I thought she handled it great. Here's Harris on immigration.
So, looking back, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration?
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress, before we worked on infrastructure, before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the Chips and Science Act, before the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially halfway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding, please?
But
you have to let me finish,
you
please.
Had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they
the
didn't bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising.
Okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's stop right there for a second. You see that? You don't back down. And you notice how calm she is? She's not yelling. She's not calling her opponent terrible names. She's calmly laying out the truth. Here's the thing about the truth. You just have to tell it once, and it's really easy to remember, and you don't have to get hot about it. But you do have to be persistent. Here we go.
We recognized from day one that to the point of this being your first question, it is a priority for us as a nation and for the American people. And our focus has been on fixing a problem. And from day one, then, we have done a number of things, including to address our asylum system and put more resources, getting more judges, what we needed to do to tighten up penalties and increase penalties for illegal crossings, what we needed to do to deal with points of entry between border entry points. That's the work we did, and we worked on supporting what was a bipartisan effort, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, to actually strengthen the border. That border bill would have put 1,500 more border agents at the border, which is why I believe the Border Patrol agents supported the bill. It would have allowed us to stem the flow of fentanyl coming into the United States, which is a scourge affecting people of every background, every geographic location in our country, killing people. It would have allowed us to put more resources into prosecuting transnational criminal organizations, which I have done.
Yes, ma'am.
As the Attorney General, former Attorney General of a border state.
Madam Vice President, a couple of things.
Prosecuted trafficking of drugs,
six,
guns, and human beings. And Donald
Trump,
but let me just finish.
Six
and
Democrats
Donald
voted
Trump
against that bill.
Learned about that bill and told them to kill it because he preferred to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And in this election, this is rightly a discussion that the American people want to have. And what they want are solutions, and they want a president of the United States who's not playing political games with the issue.
I hear you. But actually,
great response by Vice President Harris. Again, not losing it, not yelling, just not backing down. There's a word for that. Presidential. And yes, I mean, Brett Baer, well, you know, six Democrats voted against it. The Republicans are the ones that killed it. Here's the thing about bipartisan bills. It takes work from both sides. And the main author of that bill that Harris brought up kind of as an aside was James Lankford, one of the most conservative members in the Senate from Oklahoma, a Trump supporter. He has said himself, Lindsey Graham has said himself, Donald Trump killed the bipartisan immigration bill. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles. L.A. Tom, thanks for calling. L.A., what do you say?
Hey, Todd. Well, here's what I want to say is that Brett Baer, I don't ever watch Fox just because it would hurt my brain too much. but what I don't get is he is interrupts and he's rude. Mm. He did the same. I know why Joe Biden did not do the Fox interview now for the Super Bowl, because when Barack Obama did the Super Bowl thing, he did the same thing where he just interrupts and interrupts and interrupts. Let a person speak.
Right.
That's some common courtesy.
But don't you think, and as someone was born with a speech impediment, a cleft palate, not a stutter, I would think it would be particularly hard for someone with a stutter, particularly when you're aging and you have less, it's harder to control that to get into an argument, right? Or to try to talk. What Harris did there, that would be very difficult for Biden just because of his speech impediment.
100%.
But what you have 100%. There with Harris, I mean, that's a prosecutor right there. That is a trained prosecutor.
Yep. And I think they just need to let her continue to do these interviews. Because I'll tell you what, and she needs to get on civic media. She needs to get on.
We're trying. We will adjust our schedule anytime for the vice president. I'll tell you that right now. Zomers has said he'll come in at 3 in the morning to do it with me.
I thought she seemed very presidential.
Yeah.
Very much like a prosecutor and someone that I'm going to be very proud to call Madam President on November 5th or November 6th, whenever the settling of the votes get done.
My opinion, quickly, what's yours, Tom? 15 seconds. My opinion was this interview helps her.
Oh, 100% helps her. I mean, hopefully it'll tear off a couple of those Fox people out there that are actually believing these lies, and maybe it can break the fever of the cult.
L.A. Tom, thank you very much. Up against the clock. When we come back, not going to want to miss it. Live, Anup Prakash from the Wisconsin Business Leaders of Democracy. What are Wisconsin business leaders, typically Republican, what are they doing endorsing Harris? Not going to want to miss it.
Joining us in the second hour, but yes.
Oh, very good. It's the second hour. We'll stay tuned.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Good news today for dairy producers as we look at the Class 3 milk price. Wisconsin is a Class 3 milk producing state. Class 3 milk goes into cheese production, and these contracts are seeing a rally on the midday trade. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. Ryan Yonkman joins us. He's the Vice President of Producer Services at EverAg. Ryan tells us that he's optimistic about the dairy market as we move toward the end of the year because U.S. milk is a bargain in the global trade. This means international buyers might start bidding.
At $21 milk at 190 something cheese, we did go back to being the cheapest in the world. So not only are we at a time of year where we think we've got another 4 weeks of holiday push, it's coming at a time where we're back to the cheapest in the world on cheese, on butter. So in the very short term outlook, that does to us look a bit optimistic over the next, say, 4 weeks in regards to a chance for a little bit more support in our front months.
Ryan Yonkman with some optimistic news today. He's the Vice President of Producer Services with EverAg. You can find him easily online. Just visit ever.ag. You're not going to want to go anywhere. We'll take a look at those milk prices next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Thursday from Chicago, grain markets are trading lower, but the dairy trade is moving up. December corn is down 3.5 cents at 401.25. November soybeans are down 6.5 cents, trading at 973.5. Cash wheat is 6.75 cents lower at 578.25. And July 2025 new crop wheat is trading down 7 cents at 614 a bushel. The November Class 3 milk contract is up 18 cents, trading at 21.34 a hundredweight, and the December contract is up 14 cents at 21.42 a hundredweight. Don't forget to follow along with us around the clock at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our morning e-newsletter. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the upper 60s today and the low 70s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox, from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tuttle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Zommers on the board talking about Vice President Kamala Harris's interview last night on the Fox News Network. Remember, it was proven again in that Dominion voting case, voting machine case, under oath. Fox had to admit under oath that Fox News is an entertainment enterprise. Sean Hannity had to admit under oath that they knowingly perpetuated untrue things in order to get ratings. Just a note on that. But still, the vice president not backing down. By the way, breaking news this morning, Donald Trump has once again pulled out of an interview on NBC. Surprise, surprise. Meanwhile, the candidate who continues to get pummeled from right-wing media for not having positions, for avoiding interviews. What's wrong with this person? How can she be trusted with the nuclear codes if she won't come forward and talk to the media? She went right into the lion's den last night on Fox News and she crushed it. Unlike your host. I teased before the break there, Anil Parakash from Wisconsin Business Leaders of Democracy. I didn't see the two. Or I didn't see the one, I should say. It's 1:30, an hour from now, he'll be joining us. So looking forward to that. A member of the Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, also a manufacturing executive in the Milwaukee area. Normally we hear manufacturing executives on the conservative side. Here's one endorsing Kamala Harris. He will tell us why in hour number two. But back to this interview last night. Again, Bret Baier and Fox tried to trip up the vice president. Thought, here we go. We'll bring up Biden and his mental acuity. That'll throw her off. We'll get her going on this. Judge for yourself, Bret Baier with Vice President Harris.
You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Bret.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not
talking
stable.
Talking about Trump.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room. And he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people.
There were no concerns raised?
Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump
but
is.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
after
is.
After George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President
Donald
Biden
Trump,
at a fundraiser that he thought this Brett, was not the Brett, same Joe Biden that we saw on the
Donald
debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump, which is why the people who know him best, including leaders of our national security community, have all spoken out, even people who worked for him in the Oval Office, worked with him in the Situation Room, and have said he is unfit and dangerous and should never be president of the United States again, including his former vice president, which is why the job was open for him to choose another running mate. So that is a fact. That is a fact.
Vice President Harris last night. She was not thrown off. Regardless of what people may or may not think about President Biden's mental acuity, she brings up the point, look, he ain't on the ballot. I am. And Trump is. And brought it around right back to the fact, and people were clamoring on CNN last night after this as well. They simply do not want to believe the MAGA side. People like General Milley, former joint chairman of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Kelly, decorated general, former chief of staff for Donald Trump. People like that who are saying, look, We have seen this guy behind closed doors, Trump. He is not fit for office. And Harris calmly and factually brings it back around. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. It's free. It takes less than a minute. L.A. Tom's off the text line says Joe Biden is 100% there. He just walks poorly and has a stutter. Nothing with Biden's acuity. I would agree. What do you think? Continue. This, by the way, I just, normally these things, I'm like, oh, I've seen this 100 times. I couldn't stop watching last night. Every single minute, because here's what this interview did more than anything else from my perspective. It showed Kamala Harris's toughness. And it's ridiculous that I still have to say this in 2024, but there is a segment of the population out there that cuts across social, economic, racial lines that still have a hang up with a woman in the Oval Office. The bar is set higher for them than people, well, I'll be kind, than males. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, Brett Baer tries, you know, well, I mean, are you going to be a continuation of Joe Biden here? You know, here once again. You know, how many men, I mean, I've been around a while, you know, I mean, you know, George H.W. Bush wasn't relentlessly pounded on whether or not he was going to be the same as Reagan. Al Gore wasn't relentlessly pounded or not, whether he was going to be the same as Bill Clinton. But yet, because it's Harris and because she happens to be a woman, well, I mean, can you really be your own person? And she passes the test and stands up to Brett Baer. Here's Harris on what her presidency would be like.
Joe Biden, you're not Donald Trump, but nothing comes to mind that you would do differently?
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. And like every new president that comes in to office, I will bring my life experiences, my professional experiences, and fresh and new ideas. I represent a new generation of leadership. I, for example, am someone who has not spent the majority of my career in Washington, D.C. I invite ideas, whether it be from the Republicans who are supporting me, who were just on stage with me minutes ago, and the business sector, and others who can contribute to the decisions that I make about, for example, my plan for increasing the supply of housing in America and bringing down the cost of housing.
All right, stop over there a second. This is fantastic. See that, how she did that? Look, I'm not going to be the same person. Just like George H.W. Bush wasn't the same as Reagan, just like, you know, Joe Biden, I mean, I know there was Trump in between, was not like Obama. She's her own person. And here she is. Again, the criticism is, well, she never tells us what she's going to do. We don't know. What's her plan? What's her position? Here she goes, laying it out, no notes, off the top of her head, because, you know why? Because she believes it. Here we go.
Addressing the issue of small businesses, which is about working with the private sector to bring more capital and access to capital to our small business leaders, including my plan.
I'm sorry, that's kind of the end. There was a little bit, I'm probably saying the wrong clip there, Zombers, that's on me. But she lays this out in detail.
In the next one?
And it was, the ending, I think I said, yeah, the ending. We'll get into that in a minute. Let's take a phone call first, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt, listening on WMDX in Middleton. Matt, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd, I just wanted to say, yeah, I think Ms. Harris is doing a really good job trying to court Republicans. But I wanted to bring up that I learned recently that Pat Buchanan actually is the one in the, I think it was the 90s or something, that voiced the concern about changing demographics, and they started to move the right towards minority rule, which I called many months ago, warning, trying to talk about that. And minority rule only happens through violence and intimidation, and that's what Trump has been using, and that's why it's really scary, I think, for and why people of color are voting for Trump is just beyond me. It's insanity. But yeah, I wanted to kind of bring that up and see what you think about that. Like, how does America get over that and deal with being a diverse country with all these like frightened white people, apparently?
No, Matt, I appreciate it. I would encourage you to go back and listen to yesterday's show on our podcast or our website, civicmedia.us, because we had a great guest, Ari Berman, who literally has his latest book is called Minority Rule. And by the way, Ari is going to be here in Madison. I forget the exact time, Zomers. I think 6:30 to 7:30, something like that, or 6 to 7.
I believe 6 to 7 was the number.
Yeah, we'll get the, I believe it's 6 to 7, for an event at the Madison Central Library here downtown. You can meet Ari, get his autograph, buy the book. It's a great book. I've got it. Minority Rule by Ari Berman. Also does voter reporting for Mother Jones. But he talked about this a little bit yesterday, along with our ongoing contributor from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson. And this is something Trigvi will tell you has seen around the world. Ari has seen it as well. And you're right, Matt. It does go back to Pat Buchanan in many cases, but not just the 90s, the early 90s when he ran for president, and Ari lays this out in his book, Minority Rule. He called it, Buchanan did in 92, the Buchanan Wall. He was calling for building a wall in 92. And Ari brought this up, and we've played this cut for you before, in 1979-80, when George H.W. Bush was running against Governor Ronald Reagan for the Republican nomination for the 1980 candidacy. And essentially, to paraphrase it, they were trying to out-duel one another on how they could make the border more open. Reagan said, I don't even think we need a fence. He wanted to have a system where people could have work visas and go back and forth. And guess what? Then when they work in the U.S., they get taxed. And that pays into our programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, roads. So Reagan's idea was, why don't we make it easier for people to come here and work however long they want, go back to Mexico or wherever they're from, go back and forth. We know where they are. We know who they are. We're taxing them on income. That was Reagan's idea. And of course, MAGA Republicans like Scott Walker and others are reticent. Oh, Scotty Walker, who is Trigvi likes to say, is just a guy who wants to be, not do. Walker loves to idolize Ronald Reagan. But when you bring up the fact that the last time the federal government gave large-scale amnesty to undocumented immigrants, guess who signed it into law? Well, Ronald Wilson Reagan. That's a fact. They don't like to talk about that part. And so to your point, Matt, yes, guess what? Guys like me and gals like me in my lifetime are going to be a minority in terms of ethnicity in the United States. Can't do anything about it. Babies happen. Guess what? People have sex. Here, that's a news update for you. The strength of this country from its founding has been its diversity. Of course, at the beginning, it was not pretty. Slaughtering hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Native Americans in this country to quote unquote settle it. And of course, slavery, the original sin. And as Biden likes to say, we've never really truly achieved the American dream, but we continue to pursue it. We'll pursue more after this. Don't go anywhere. More cuts.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high.
She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris. A better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you. New Nordic.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may go, having fun doing it, whatever you want to call it. Welcome back to the show. Andrew from Verona texted in saying, breaking news from Todd Allball. People are boinking. Population grows. Well, that's part of it. That was a great call, by the way, from Matt Middleton. The population is going to continue to grow, and the demographics are of the United States are such that, guess what? White people are not going to be the majority moving forward. And it's not going to necessarily be any one single ethnicity, because guess what? Hispanic people, Latinos marry black people, vice versa. Black people marry white people, Latinos marry white. I mean, guess what? We're all just people. It's one of the cool things about the next generation. To at least some degree, they're less concerned about the pigment of people's skin and more interested in what's in people's hearts and minds. Tom, listening on YouTube, says, didn't Reagan say tear down this wall? Trump is the opposite. He did. Although that was a slightly different wall. That was the Berlin Wall in Germany. But yes, he did. But as I said before the break, Reagan's stance on immigration was to have a more open process. But here's the star asterisk, as my former history teacher Ken Theed was fond of saying. Star asterisk, let's make sure that people have documentation, i.e., let's put enough money into the Immigration Service. That's what it was called at the time, Immigration Naturalization Service, so that we can process people and make it easy. And by that, I don't mean like everybody gets to come, but don't make it difficult. Don't make it be years that you have to wait to find out whether you're approved or not. And now, especially in 2024 with AI and computers, it should be easy to vet people. And again, not saying that everybody gets to come here on a fast track to naturalization, but you get to come here as a worker, which, if you talk to many immigrants from Mexico and Central America, there's a large segment that says, I would love to come to Wisconsin and and do agricultural work for 5-6 months out of the year and then go back home. Because, hey, the weather's nicer. Part of it. My family's there. And while they're here, they have the ability to drive. We give them a driver's license that has a special certification or a special mark on it that says only meant to drive. You don't use that to vote. And guess who's in favor of that? Law enforcement. And you want to know why? Because most legit law enforcement people will tell you it's always safer for their folks if you have to pull someone over or if, you know, there's a parking violation, any interaction with anyone. It's always safer for a law enforcement person to know who they're dealing with. Are there warrants out for that person? What's their history? And so to have processed licenses for people to drive is what law enforcement wants. And again, it's very easy to delineate who has a license that can be used as a legal ID to vote and who doesn't. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Well, I get to the end of this interview because Kamala Harris knocks it out of the park at the end. We're going to play you the end, might stop it along the way. Here is the end of this interview last night with Fox News, Kamala Harris and Brett Baer.
Is unyielding and unwavering.
Critics just say that you either relaxed or failed to enforce sanctions on Iran, allowing all of this money to flow into Iran, like billions in oil
profits. Let's go back to Donald Trump, who pulled out of a deal that would have actually put Iran in check.
The estimates in billions.
It was during Donald Trump's administration that Iran
regime
that we had an American military base that was attacked, where American soldiers suffered traumatic brain injuries, and Donald Trump dismissed them as headaches, not to mention how Donald Trump has treated and talked about America's military and military service people, calling them suckers and losers, has diminished the significance.
We're talking over each other. I apologize.
I would like that we would have a conversation that is grounded in full assessment of the facts, which includes, I think this interview is supposed to be about the choices that your viewers should be presented about this election, and the contrast is important.
Yes, ma'am.
And on the subject of Iran, I am offering what should be an important contrast that is presented for folks to make a decision that they feel.
Who look at what the administration did and say and think differently. Madam Vice President, they're rapping me very hard here.
I bet they are.
I hope you got to say what you wanted to say about Donald Trump. There are a lot of things.
There are a lot of things
that people want to learn about you and your policies. Yes. And that's why I invite everyone
to go to KamalaHarris.com, and you will see that I have 80 pages of policies that are quite comprehensive and should be accessible to anyone who would like to read them. And it includes what I intend to do about affordable housing, what I intend to do about small businesses, what I do.
And that's why we invited you here,
our economy,
to see where you were in 2019 and where you are now.
America's military and ensure we have the most lethal and best fighting force in the world.
Madam Vice President,
and
they're giving me a hard rap.
Well, I thank you for the time.
I thank you for the time.
It's good to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is how you handle Fox News. Kamala Harris has the chutzpah, the courage to actually go in to the lion's den and take on Fox News and Brett Baer. She is presidential. That's why I'm proud to support her. Come on back. Hour two is next. What's worse? Not going to want to miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.